Good morning, good people. It is 19th September 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Januarius, Bishop and Martyr. The readings are from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 35 to 37 and 42 to 49, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 8, verses 4 to 15. Without dealing with our sins and selfishness, we do not have the access to the mysteries of Christ. The unwanted augment of our minds and hearts without our efforts mostly ends up fruitlessly. To be aware of such elements that make us that overlook the presence of sin in our lives are the grace and benevolence of the Holy Spirit. Saint Paul reminds us the potentiality with our faith in Jesus is life-giving and fruitful, that is hidden right within each one of us. Our spiritual sacrifices offered in our bodies allow us to experience the entire possibility of our existence. The responsorial psalm praises, "I will walk in the presence of God in the light of the living." Psalm 56 verse 13. The gospel brings out the rays and colors of our spiritual life from the parable of the seed. God's word is given to all of us, no matter what is going on in our surface, whether it has become edgy, thorny, rocky, and fertile, providing all possible conditions for the word of God brings out the best of ourselves spiritually and relationally. The word of God could remain and become fruitless in an unfertile ground that is our life. God allows us to hear the word of God daily. The same word that made saints and sages approaches our heart every day. Some of us remain untouched, unchanged, even after receiving the word. The power of the word of God comes out in full when our hearts are open and willing to go through the required transformation. May we believe in the one who is in us and bring the best of our life daily. Have a lovely day. God bless you.